In your Alphaphonics kit, you will notice a videotape entitled An Introduction to Blumenfeld's Alphaphonics. Well, if you don't have a VCR with your TV, we want you to know you're not going to miss anything, because on the remainder of this tape, you're going to actually hear an excerpt from that video, the portion of tape where Carlo DeNota, an associate of Alphaphonics, will introduce you to each and every item in your Alphaphonics kit. After that, he'll introduce you to Sam Blumenfeld, creator of Alphaphonics. Then I'll be back with you to tell you how to get started in your Alphaphonics workbook. Here is the audio version of an introduction to Blumenfeld's Alphaphonics.
Hello, I'm Carlo DeNota. On behalf of Blumenfeld's Alphaphonics Reading Program, I want to thank you and congratulate you on choosing the best reading program available today. I know that Alphaphonics really works. For over 7 years, I was a high school English teacher in the Bronx. I saw so many students give up on their education and fail in almost all their classes because they simply could not read or read well. I realized several years ago that if I wanted to help high school students learn to read, I would have to research everything available until I could find a reading program that really worked. I was looking for a program that was simple, straightforward, and made learning to read easy. Well, I found it. I discovered Blumenfeld's Alphaphonics. After just a couple of lessons in the Alphaphonics workbook, the positive results were obvious. And after more practice, these same students who had been struggling in school for years began to improve. They began reading with more confidence and accuracy. Their grades began improving, their self-esteem grew, and for the first time, many of them had hope for their future. I was so impressed with the success of this program that I personally called Dr. Blumenfeld to thank him. Well, that was in 1993. Today I'm on staff with Alphaphonics and I'm excited. With Alphaphonics, you will discover the lost art of reading. It really works. You may have purchased Blumenfeld's Alphaphonics reading program for yourself, or if you're a teacher, for your students at school, or if you're a parent so you could tutor your child at home. Well, whether this is for you, for your students, or for a child, Alphaphonics would not only teach you how to read, it will improve your spelling, increase your comprehension, and will help you develop a greater ability to concentrate and think logically. Alphaphonics has turned thousands of non-readers into excellent readers, and poor spellers into confident spellers, and can do the same for you. So instead of reading being an unpleasant or difficult challenge for you, reading will become easy and enjoyable. In just a moment, you'll meet Sam Blumenfeld, creator of this exciting and effective reading program. He will tell you how and why his program is so successful in teaching people how to read. But first, let's start by taking a quick look through your Alphaphonics reading program. The Blumenfeld's Alphaphonics reading program consists of a videotape, the Blumenfeld's Alphaphonics workbook, which is the heart and center of this reading program. The Alphaphonics audio lesson tapes, flashcards for practice, an Alphaphonics flipbook, an instruction manual for parents, tutors, and teachers, a practice writing tablet, a set of first readers, and your Play Me First audio tape. Reading is important for each one of us. It gives us the ability to gain knowledge and grow to our full potential. Dr. Samuel L. Blumenfeld is undoubtedly one of the world's leading authorities on the teaching of reading. He has spent the last 30 years researching and writing on education in America. He has lectured all across this country and around the world. He has authored at least 8 books on education, including How to Tutor, The New Illiterates, and Homeschooling, A Parent's Guide to Teaching Children. And he has been a guest on hundreds of radio and television shows. Dr. Blumenfeld has taught in public and private schools. He served as chairman of the Massachusetts branch of the Reading Reform Foundation for 20 years and has personally tutored hundreds of children and adults using his pure phonics approach to reading. In 1983, Dr. Blumenfeld created Blumenfeld's Alphaphonics, which has been used by homeschoolers and reading educators with great results. Sam Blumenfeld wants every child and adult in America to become an excellent reader. And by using Blumenfeld's Alphaphonics reading system, the Alphaphonics workbook, audio lesson tapes and the other items in your Alpha Phonics kit, you can become an excellent reader. It is an honor for me to introduce you to Dr. Sam Blumenfeld, creator of Blumenfeld's Alpha Phonics.
Hi, I'm Sam Blumenfeld, creator of Blumenfeld's Alpha Phonics. For over 30 years, I've been writing and speaking on the education crisis in America and how absolutely important it is for us to get back to using an intensive, systematic phonetic system to teach people how to read. According to the U.S. government, 90 million American adults have poor reading skills. That's half our adult population. And of these 90 million, 40 million are virtually unable to read and write. Every year, these numbers are increasing. As Americans, we simply must not tolerate such a tragedy. That's why I created Blumenfeld's Alpha Phonics. My mission is that every person in America become an excellent reader. And that is possible. I'm happy to tell you that thousands of children, older students and adults, have learned to read with Alpha Phonics. I'm delighted that you have joined our Alpha Phonics family. Most adults in America today were taught to read using a sight vocabulary or whole word approach to reading. You were probably taught to read this way. It is also called the Dick and Jane or look, say, whole word method of reading, which is like looking at English words as if they were Chinese ideographs and then trying to memorize all the ideographs in our vocabulary. It obviously doesn't work. In order to better understand how reading should be taught, let's take a quick look at the history of the written word. It is fascinating. The earliest form of writing is known as pictography or pictographs, like the cavemen drawings on the walls of their caves. Drawings conveyed messages. The symbols looked like the things they represented, a tree, an animal, or an event like hunting or a battle scene. We use pictographs today on restroom doors and road signs. As civilization became more complex, the scribes had to draw pictures of ideas that didn't have tangible form. How do you draw the abstract ideas as good and evil, right and wrong? You can't. So the early scribes created thousands of symbols which took years to memorize and were easily forgotten. As a result, literacy, meaning the ability to read and write, was limited to small elite groups of scribes, scholars, priests, and rulers who controlled society by their control of what was written. But then something miraculous happened about 2,000 years BC. Someone living in what is today the Middle East discovered that all of human language is composed of a small number of irreducible speech sounds. And he created a set of letters to stand for the sounds of his language. Thus, the alphabet was invented. The alphabet did for the ancient world what the computer is doing for the modern world. You could do much more with much less. Thus, the alphabet is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, intellectual invention of all time. Incidentally, there are many alphabets in the world beside our own. The Russian, Hebrew, Greek, Arabic, and Armenian alphabets stand for the sounds of their languages. As I said, all human language is composed of a small number of speech sounds. How many irreducible speech sounds do you think there are in English? Believe it or not, there are only 44. That's right. English has a 26-letter alphabet to stand for 44 speech sounds. And with Alpha Phonics, you will master the 26 letters and 44 sounds of English and can become an excellent reader. Reading must be taught phonetically. The early educators in this country taught reading with phonics, and as a result, children back then became very good readers. Even if a man or woman had only completed the third or fourth grade, they were able to succeed in life because they were readers. But in the early 1930s, professors of education changed the way children were taught to read. They threw out the alphabetic phonics method, which is the proper way to teach someone to read an alphabetic writing system, and put in this new look, say, sight, or whole word method that taught children to read English as if it were Chinese ideographs. The result has been our literacy disaster. Let me tell you the personal story of why I am so committed to teaching alphaphonics to every child and adult in America. Many years ago, when I was in college, I tried to teach my mother to read. She had been born in Europe and was never taught to read or write. Believe me, I know what life is like for someone who is illiterate. It was as if she were half blind, unable to read the written word. Well, I was able to teach her the alphabet, and she learned that quite well. But then I didn't know what to do next. So I had her memorize whole words, but that didn't work. It was very frustrating and sad for both of us because she wanted to learn to read, and I wanted to teach her. And even though I could read, I did not know how to teach someone else to read, even someone I loved very much. It took me 20 years to find out what was wrong, and it is the great controversy in education today between using the whole word approach or the intensive phonics method to teach reading. Learning to read English is not difficult when it is taught phonetically. The ancient Hebrews, Greeks, and Romans taught reading phonetically. It is the most sensible, logical way to teach an alphabetic writing system. By going through each lesson in your alphaphonics workbook and listening to our audio lesson tapes, you will discover the lost art of reading. You will master the 26 letters and 44 sounds of English to make learning to read simple, easy, and enjoyable. Alphaphonics does this without using pictures, gimmicks, or games. Our goal is to help you develop a phonetic reflex. That means the moment you see two or three letters together, you will automatically associate those letters to the sounds you have learned in the workbook. Written words represent spoken sounds, and words put together make sentences. Before you realize it, you will be reading more complex words, sentences, paragraphs, and books. Readers become leaders. And the more vocabulary you know, the better your chances are of achieving the kind of life and success you want. Alphaphonics will change your future. It may be too late for my mother, but it is not too late for you. In fact, with alphaphonics, you can start learning to read today. My colleague Carlo DeNoda will give you an overview of the alphaphonics reading program before you begin in the workbook. Happy reading, and thank you.
Blumenfeld's alphaphonics is unique because it is a true phonetic program. Your alphaphonics workbook contains all the lessons of this program in one easy-to-use workbook. That's right, it's all here in one workbook. As Sam Blumenfeld explained, to become an excellent reader, you must develop a phonetic reflex. With alphaphonics, you'll master the 26 letters and 44 sounds of English. This workbook is the key to you becoming a successful phonetic reader. The alphaphonics audio lesson tapes take you through each lesson in the workbook word for word. If you're learning to read on your own, the audio tapes are like having your own private tutor helping you every step of the way by correctly pronouncing each word for you. This is especially helpful if you're learning English as a second language. The goal, of course, is for you to learn with the audio tutor, then practice as much as you can on your own. The writing tablet is an important part of learning to read. At Alphaphonics, we suggest you write the words you're learning in the workbook lessons. Writing helps reinforce what you're learning to make it your own. It would also greatly improve your ability to spell correctly. Good readers are usually good spellers. Don't count on spell check in your word processor or hiring a good secretary. It's much more rewarding if you become an excellent reader and speller. After you've mastered reading through a lesson easily and quickly, then move on to the next lesson in the workbook and on the audio tape. The AlphaPhonics flashcards are color-coordinated to help you practice the words you've learned in your AlphaPhonics workbook. Soon you'll be ready for the first readers. The first readers are also color-coordinated. They're written to help you practice reading sentences from the words you learned in the workbook. First, you'll be reading simple sentences, then more complex sentences, then full paragraphs, mini-stories, and even poetry. Most importantly, the first readers give you a great sense of accomplishment. So each time you progress through a group of lessons in the workbook, you advance to the next set of flashcards and the next first reader. Notice that the audio lesson tapes, the flashcards, and the first readers are all color-coded. Each colored grouping represents a level of accomplishment and brings you another step towards becoming an excellent reader. This next item is one of my favorites. It's an ingenious learning device called the AlphaPhonics Flipbook. You'll have fun while practicing the sounds made by combining two, three, or four letters together. It also helps you develop a phonetic reflex. By the way, we suggest you wait until after lesson 28 before using the flipbook. And now for you teachers and parents, Blumenfeld's AlphaPhonics Instructional Manual was carefully written so that any adult, whether you studied phonics or not, could teach someone to read. With this manual, you could begin helping a student or child learn to read today. The instructions are simple and clear. And remember, the instructions are also given on the audio tapes at the beginning of each lesson. So if you're not sure what to do, just listen to the tapes. This is the perfect time to tell you about our AlphaPhonics telephone tutors. Should you ever need help or have any question regarding any aspect of this program, just pick up the phone and speak to one of our well-trained AlphaPhonics telephone tutors. The number is on the back of your AlphaPhonics workbook. Well, that concludes our tour through your Blumenfeld's AlphaPhonics reading program, but it's just the start for you to discover the lost art of reading by mastering the 26 letters and 44 sounds of English with AlphaPhonics. The entire written world of history, science, and the arts will be yours to explore. Great men and women of the past and of today are waiting to tell you their stories.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening as Carlo DeNota introduced you to every item in your AlphaPhonics kit and as you got to hear Sam Blumenfeld share his heart with you. If you're a tutor working with a small child, or if you're someone who is learning English as a second language and you're not really familiar with the alphabet, please turn this tape over. On side two of the Play Me First tape, Sam Blumenfeld will introduce you to the alphabet and explain to you why it's so very important to memorize the alphabet and really practice the alphabet exercises in the front of your AlphaPhonics workbook. If you already know the alphabet, then you're ready to begin your AlphaPhonics program. Take out the workbook, open it up to Lesson 1. Take out the red audio cassette marked Lesson Tape 1 and begin your AlphaPhonics reading program. As Sam Blumenfeld always says, thank you and happy reading.